You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on. The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
It is the Wendy's Big Show. No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It's me, Toby Altizer, alongside Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Want to get into some playoff talk, but we want to remind you that if you want to cash in during the Pro Football Playoffs, try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs, we'll post 10 props. Simply create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings, plus just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props.
I use 10 bands right
about
now.
BetQL.com/props. Yeah, I think we could all use 10 grand right now.
No, bands. That's not my
bands,
nephew.
Whatever we're talking about. If you want to join us in this conversation we're about to have, you can give us a call on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. We're talking about Packers, Niners, of course. What else will we be talking about? What are the Packers' offensive and defensive X factors? Who are they? What do they need to do? We're talking about that. Leroy.
Good job, please. You know mine.
Who's the defensive, offensive X factor?
I upgraded for y'all, man. It's simple. 59, man. 59. Listen, since Ray Nitschke, Gary played with Ray Nitschke, number 66. Ain't been an all-pro since him, man. You weren't even born, Toby.
I
got
not.
Shoes your age. Listen, I get what people are saying. I did some our sister stations out in San Francisco, and I just told them it's four people that, to me, this is a difference maker. Four people. 54 for San Francisco. Fred Warner, man. The guy's everything to them. And for the Packers, 59. Gary, move that to the side if you're able to stay with me. 19, man, Debo. And for the Packers, 17. Everybody else, pick a guy. If you want to do Aaron Rodgers, that's your list. But I'm saying these X factors or these media terms y'all have, those four people need to play great. Now, I don't know if who's going to play Ladarius. I don't get caught up in that because it's about who is available. If you're not available, then it's all these, if this guy plays, if he's rusty. I don't want to get into that. But I'm just saying, if you know the people are going to play, I think Fred Warner's going to play. I think he did practice. Those four guys are going to be pivotal. Because you can always pick the quarterbacks. I get that. But I also did a little reading. Because, you know, I was a special needs student. Shout out to all the special needs teachers. I love my teachers. Matter of fact, if I do get in the Hall of Fame, they're part of my speech. My teachers, I love them. They were real heroes. And she was, the way I talk isn't sometimes how you read. And how you read sometimes the anxiety is I'm not reading fast enough for the kids in the classroom. They're going to laugh. And she said, it's just like a game. Slow it down in your mind to say to where you can understand it. Then you can facilitate it. Kyle Shanahan, in his mind, is saying, if I run the ball 30 times, I could beat Dallas. He's just thinking this. So he's going to have the same game plan, but he knows LaFleur knows this. And back to the reading part of it, I remember his dad, Gary, Shanahan's dad, Super Bowl 32. Hey, man, listen, we got to do something with 36. So Shannon Sharp, I need you to buy in. You're not going to catch no passes. We're going to move you out. He's going to follow you. Now we can get him out of the box. That's why this is a great question. Who's going to be the guy to buy in and say, you know what? I'm sitting in this meeting room, Gary, and I know who I am. The coach is going to walk in with a game plan. And he's going to make me from here to a role player. Am I all right with that? Am I George Kittle saying, hey, man, listen, you may not catch three or four balls. You just got to block. Yep, I'm good with it. Josiah DeGuara, you may not catch no passes. I just need you to block. That's how you go on to the next round. It ain't about me. It's about us in the playoffs. Everybody else is watching. So those four people, to me, yes, those are some X factors there. Because if they play well on both sides, you got a low-scoring game, it's going to benefit the Packers because of ultimately the quarterback. But if these guys come to play, it's going to be an amazing game, Gary. So I think for me, I've been trying to be consistent with number 59. So he's the guy. And that's who I'm going to spotlight tonight on Spectrum
News
1.
Right, and you are. I hope that you were going to mention that. That's your spotlight player tonight, 59.
I forgot who you said you were on.
12.
There you go.
Both sides of the football. Captains,
there you go. That's
quarterbacks.
That's what the barbershop want.
Both sides of the football.
That's what the barbershop
right?
want.
12, 59. That's it. 59 got the radio in his helmet. 12 got the radio in his helmet.
Facts.
They moving everybody around. Aaron Rodgers had all this. I'm going way back. All this stuff this offseason. You can bring all the way to Hub Arkish. That wasn't on him. But still, it's drama. Bring it all the way to now. All this Last Dance, his dance, your dance. Maybe I can't get a contract. I don't know. Let's go out with a bang then. Let's finish it off. Let's make it happen. MVP. He backed it up. He should be the MVP. I don't know if he's going to get it.
Oh, he's the MVP.
But yeah. MVP.
Yeah.
Back it up. He's not necessarily the X factor. He's the obvious factor.
Or just the factor.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I agree with both your takes. Like, here's the
59,
thing.
59,
12, well, they ain't winning.
With the radio in your helmet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and earlier today, we talked about what's the difference between this game against the Niners and the last time they matched up in the playoffs, NFC Championship. 59, Devondre Campbell, he's ready to go. You didn't have that against them when Raheem Mostert was running for 200-plus yards. And I like both of your points. Because if those guys don't play well, if Debo doesn't play well
much.
For San Francisco, game over. Green
you
Bay
know,
by two
you
touchdowns.
You know, Devondre Campbell going to have to put it on Debo now.
He is.
They're going to have a country Jesus meeting right up in that hole somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to happen.
Well, and that's why I like starting off with these guys. Because if these guys don't play well, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't have his game, if Devondre Campbell doesn't have his game, forget about it.
Now, Leroy talked a little bit about this the other day, but there's a lot of others out there. That's got to bring it to.
That's true.
Yeah, and those are some of the guys that I want to mention. I think my first one, and then we'll get out to some of your phone calls. I think Alan Lazard, or whoever is going to be
that's
the second option, needs to step up. And
that's
I think
good.
It's going to be
that's
Alan Lazard. He's had
a good
last couple games of the season. Who's going to be the guy to catch passes alongside Davante Adams?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think it needs to be Lazard. And they're also going to want to run the football. And maybe it's like Leroy said, maybe Lazard doesn't catch five balls. Maybe Lazard doesn't catch two balls. Maybe all he's doing is blocking on the outside and getting Jones free on a big run. Maybe that's all he's doing. But I think Alan Lazard is a huge X factor for this team.
That's a good one.
And I think he needs to be involved in the passing game some as well. But I think it's going to be interesting to see. And I like that you guys have brought up some of the bigger players. If they don't play well, then it doesn't matter what Alan Lazard does on the football field. Packers aren't winning that football game.
That's what Michael Irvin said, Toby. That's what Michael Irvin said. That's why he said they lost. Their players didn't play the way they're supposed to play. The top player, the platinum guys.
C.D. Lamb had how many catches in that game?
1 for 21.
That's not happening with Devontae, and it better not.
Oh, no.
Because if
no.
it – and I don't think that Mm-mm. Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers is going to let that happen. But that's the thing. The stars are going to have to play like the stars that they are, and then we can get into some of these other guys that people want to talk about with
the X
factors.
I got a question for Gary after the break.
All right, we'll have more of this discussion
I got it in
coming up
so
here on the
it.
Wendy's Today, Big Show. Thursday, Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellison. More coming up on the Big Show Radio Network. It's a Big Show Radio Network. Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today, alongside Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. Wendy's wants you to know that when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Get them, Bucks. Just keep reading, man. I'm
after every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They beat the Grizzlies last night. Leroy Butler, before the break, you said you had a question for Mr. Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, to my point, you know, like we talk about Garoppolo, the coach told him, man, listen, you may not throw the ball but 10 or 15 times. It was 9. Do you think if LaFleur goes to Aaron Rodgers, hey, man, listen, the game plan is to throw that thing maybe 10, 12, 15 times, how it go? I think we can run the ball, especially if Bosa not in there. What is – you, Aaron Rodgers, now, what would be your answer? I'm LaFleur. I'm saying first 15, 12 runs. Get 5 yards, lose 5. Don't matter. I'm establishing a run. So you may not – you know, made MVP, so you buying in?
Why are you even asking me that?
Well, all you got, you Aaron Rodgers, give me an answer. What's the first thing popped in your head?
Can I have the opportunity to audible out if I got the matchup I need with Devontae Adams on the outside?
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, get to Gerard.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get out to some of your phone calls, 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line.
I knew you were going to weasel.
Experience
out of that
online car borrowing on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Let's get to Gerard in Delaware. That's Gerard, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. I tell you what, I'm fit to be tied, man.
Why are you tired?
Listen, I got to catch my breath right now.
Okay.
I can't handle – first of all, in my opinion, they're going to play a 4-3-4 like they did the first time they played them this year because they put Burks as a linebacker on the outside, and I think they're going to make him throw the ball because it's very cold out. It's going to be tough with him. He's so-called – whatever fingers hurting him and whatever. I think that's what they're going to try to do, okay? So – and that worked a little bit the first game they played. If you remember, Samuel did really nothing that game. So anyway – I'm sick and tired of it. I can't handle it no more. If you put a uniform on, if Alexander puts a uniform on, or Bakhtiari, or any of these guys, or any of them, put a uniform on, and I tell you play in the slot, and this and that, that's what they're going to do. They might play the whole game. I hear all these guys, these Twitter guys, newspaper writers, well, Alexander might only play 15 plays. He might only play this. No. That's not how it works. Gary or Leroy, could you imagine the coach says to you, well, Leroy, you're going into the playoff game, going to the, you know, if we win the next two, we're going to the Super Bowl. Well, Leroy, you ain't going to play two plays because, I don't know, you know, whatever it is, you might be hurt. Gary, could you imagine Forrest Gregg telling you something like that? It's impossible. Now, that's agent speak. Alexander might be a free agent. Maybe the agent's throwing stuff out there. I don't know that. We don't know that. But I'm telling you, you put a uniform on, you go out there, if they ask Alexander to play in the slot, he plays in the slot, and he's got to tackle. That's it. If he gets hurt, he can get hurt on the treadmill. He can get hurt walking across the street. I mean, this is the way it is. I know you guys say, well, you got to worry about his future. He's a free agent. You don't know where he's going to be next year. He could be playing for Buffalo. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So this is it. This is the third time that we're in the finals, man.
Gerard, what are you trying to say? Throw caution to the wind with Jair?
Everybody.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You got to play these guys.
Right. And if it break off, it break off. We just figure it out when it happens.
Look. Anybody can get hurt.
No, I understand. But you already know that this guy is. You're just saying – throw caution to the wind. If it break off, it break off. We'll worry about it when it happens. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but Gary, mm-hmm. Gary, we don't know how hurt this guy is. Everybody
no, we don't.
He could be. We don't know. We don't know if he's hurt. He could be 100%.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
No, we don't.
So why? Let me ask you a question. You think LaFleur is going to put him in a uniform if he can't do the job? You think that?
I think a lot of these guys. Well, here's the deal. Everybody plays hurt. Now, at what percentage he's at, I don't know. And I don't even know if he broke it, or if it's swollen, or if it's sprained, because they never let any of that information out. Only thing that we do know is probably it'd be about what back to our. We know he had surgery, and then we know he had a clean up. We know that Zadarius had back surgery, but we don't know much about Jair.
Yeah, but how Whitney come back? Everybody's always out for the year. He's out for this. This thing ain't gonna be able to play. This
right, year. You don't know how strong that arm is. The only guy I can say that may know something about this is Leroy. Injuries.
Yes, Leroy. Yeah. With Leroy, that, you answered the question.
Yeah.
And Gary, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
You and Charles Davis played at the same time
yes.
in college. He played
yes.
for Tennessee. Did you know him back?
Yes.
He went from quarterback to quarterback. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got pictures of him at this one bar. I'm releasing it next week.
Yeah. We're trying to effort to get Charles Davis on sometime.
He's
next
an amazing
week.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He's a real gentleman.
Gerard, thanks for calling.
Gerard, just so you know, the guy that recruited me at Wisconsin. His name is Arnold Jeter, was the head coach at Delaware State.
I'm glad I lived in Pennsylvania a long time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Delaware State. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Is he still? Yeah.
Delaware State.
Delaware yeah, State. I think he was the first African-American coach, head coach at Delaware
oh,
State.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Delaware
do you guys
State.
Know they, do you guys know they just retired and the first African-American guy that played hockey?
No.
No.
You
know that? In Boston Garden, man. They just put it up to the rafters.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a nugget.
Check it out.
I got to go look that up.
I didn't know black folks can skate.
Yeah. All right. Well, call again tomorrow, Gerard. We'll have something
thanks
else
a lot, Blue Hens.
I will.
Them Blue Hens.
I love when he calls. Yeah. Debo Samuel, the first time they played, he didn't have one rush. So they weren't doing that then. Devontae did have 18 targets, though, 12 catches. And I think Debo had 5 catches for 59 yards or something like that. And George Kittle only had one catch. I mean, well, he had one rush. He had, George Kittle had 7 catches. So it seemed like George Kittle only had the cheat code when you play the Packers. That's when he gets to 7 or 8 catches. I mean, you know, he had 9 targets. But, you know, we had on records him catching some passes when he played the Packers. So that's when he gets his cheat code. Otherwise, they take it away from him.
Leroy, how much you think Trey Lance plays?
They got a pocket of plays with him when they get in and around. They didn't do it against the Cowboys because they didn't have a lot of red zone plays. Anytime you got inside the 10, you could possibly see him coming in with these run pass options. But that's the smartest guy in the room stuff. But if he's out there with Debo, that could be a problem because the
problem.
Packers don't really have that on tape.
Mm-hmm.
When he's doing a ride and decide with 19, I mean, that can be difficult. Then he pull it and throw it to Kittle in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Talking about Packers offensive and defensive X-factors, 855-830-8648. Let's get out to Dennis calling us from Wauwatosa. Dennis, who are
just
the
X-factors?
Just say Tosa,
cuz.
Dennis
hey,
from
how
Tosa.
How y'all doing today, man?
What's up, Dennis?
All right. Hey, I got a couple of X-factors. Kenny Clark in the middle.
Okay, I'm good with that.
I mean, Kenny Clark, you know, he take up a lot of blocks. So, I mean, I keep the linebackers clean. And on the other side, I got Valdez, Scanlon, Cobb, and Lazar because I think they're going to give a lot of attention to Devontae this time, and those guys have to make plays. And Mason Crosby is my X factor, too.
Oh, boy.
Can he make an extra point, and can he kick a field goal at a critical time?
Great point, Dennis.
We really need it. Those are my X factors. But I think the Packers are going to beat them by at least 2 touchdowns because I think they, you know, they smell it. And like I said, a lot of these guys will be back next year on this team, so I bet they're going to get it done, though. But Kenny Clark, remember I said that. You have a good game, pushing to the pocket, keeping the linebackers clean, that they stop that running. Y'all have a good day, man.
Thanks, Sly. And to your point, Toby, that's when Trey Lance, the reason why it was brilliant for you to bring that up, because remember, he scored last time they brought him in. He scored 1 yard. He scored. So I don't know if they'll do that, but everybody got it. I think it had almost like 8 guys had at least 1 carry against the Packers. So I don't know what Shanahan was trying to do with that. But Campbell led everybody with the Packers. He had 12 tackles. So, you know, your stars got to play. But it just seemed like the cheat code goes, Kittle, when you playing the Packers, you're getting the ball. So, and the weather thing, I want to touch on that when we come back because I don't know if that's an advantage or not. I really don't.
Let's get one more call in here. Mike from Green Bay wants to hop in. I think he agrees with Gary on his X factor.
Yeah, Gary, I'm kind of piggybacking what you said, and no one's really talking about it. We've got one thing guaranteed this week. One more game at Lambeau for Rodgers. We don't know if it's going to be another game after this. So I think the X factor is kind of an emotional as far as the team-wise.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to Rodgers the last couple of weeks, how he's talked about more reflection of former players, coaches, than you've ever heard before. It's almost like he knows this very well. These next two games is, it's probably going to be the last two games as a Packer player, if not in the NFL for him, because I don't believe he'll be back next year, win or lose the Super Bowl. And I don't think 17 will be back. And I think emotionally, I think the players are going to rally around that because they know from the beginning that this is a so-called all for nothing or all in type thing. And I think that's what you're going to see here. The emotion, you know, football, they always say, is the ultimate team sport. I think you're going to see a lot of emotion. Who's going to want to be that player that lets them down so they don't advance, so they can't continue? But I think that's what it's going to come down to.
All right, Tim, or Mike, appreciate your phone call. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Big-time X-Factor.
Yeah.
Devondre Campbell.
Oh,
big-time
X-Factor.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers asked for the smoke. He asked for the smoke.
He did.
Yeah. I mean,
he said, people come in and play with me.
He's right. There is a lot of uncertainty for Aaron Rodgers, and we haven't really talked about it because we're so confident that the Packers are going to move on. Mm-hmm. But this could be Aaron's last time he puts on the G at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, and last time to beat Jimmy G. Mm-hmm. Is that lame to say that? It was kind of rhyme.
You're good.
Gary, I changed my list, man. Toby, yesterday we did the top five quarterbacks left. I had Tom Brady number one, man.
Uh-huh.
I changed it.
Why'd you change it?
Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I told you that.
I know, but sometimes I don't listen to you. I'm listening now. Aaron Rodgers is the best thing going that's left. I'm serious, man. This guy is going through everything. We know all that. We're just talking about the best player. It's Aaron Rodgers, man. Yes, sir. This man ain't got to worry about no kids running around and hitting him, you know, running around trying to buy games. He ain't got to worry about, Biscuit. We had a shih tzu, but.
Be careful.
He bit me. Well,
be
I don't
careful
know if
with
he
that
really
word
bit
you
me.
Just said, man. Don't be.
Did
you get the
name.
Dump button over there?
Talk to God.
I missed it.
Did you get the dump button on that guy over there?
Yeah, he about this big. You know, Gary, he ain't but this big. Can I try to give him a new treat?
Yeah.
I say, man, I think I got to show him who the authority, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the man, you know. Snarled at me again. You know what I did, Gary? Gave him the one that he always wanted, not nothing new. When you have to worry about all this stuff, man, Aaron Rodgers got to worry about it. Tom Brady got to worry about it. Antonio Brown. He got to worry about the receiver names. Yeah. And he got to force it to Gronk to get $1 million. And now his coach got $50,000 for swinging on somebody. Aaron Rodgers ain't got nothing to deal with none of that, man. So he's at a better headspace. That's why he's number one, top five.
All right, we're going to continue to preview Packers and Niners coming up on Saturday night. We're going to talk with Packers Hall of Fame nose tackle Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, coming up next on the Big Show Radio Network. It's the Wendy's Big Show alongside two former Packers here. I'm Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson hanging out in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. San Francisco 49ers are going to look to run the football a lot. No one better to talk about stopping the run than Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Fame nose tackle, the Gravedigger. He joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Gilbert, how you doing today?
What's up, man? What's happening?
Hopefully we're not too busy messing up your time trying to get the groceries out of the car, but I appreciate you joining us today.
You know what's cracking jokes this early?
Yeah, man. That's why, Chili, you know how we do it now. Come on now. I'll give you the 100.
Hey, Leroy, what's happening?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know how much you remember that going out to, I think, a 95, playing Seaford and the guys. And I remember they had a whole thing about Holmgren coaching against, you know, some of the guys he played with, and they won a Super Bowl together. And this was really our first chance on a national stage. And we went out there, and I think they were 14-point favorites, and we were able to stop the run, the pass. And, I mean, what do you remember about those playoff games for the Niners when we went out there?
Ooh, Leroy, that was like, because that was the start of the 30-year slump.
Yes.
And it was like we was breaking out of Siberia. You know what I mean? It was like, and I can remember that vividly because I remember Big Dog got us all in the room and we sat down and watched the 49ers and we figured out one thing. If we be physical with them, them was a bunch of pretty boys out there in the summertime. If we go down there and be physical with them, we can beat them because nobody else gave us a chance. So that was the start of our little dynasty right there in 95, was going down there whooping their ass.
Now, with that, Chili, you know what? I got to say this, man. It was really nice seeing you last week.
I don't switch it.
No, I ain't, but it was. I ain't seen the dude in a long time,
know,
man. Through the pandemic, all this, man. It's nice
it was
to see
busy,
people,
man.
Nice to see people.
He got nice residency up there, Stadium View, full games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That Wayne Simmons.
Oh, that's a good one, Gary.
Woo!
That's a good one.
That was the game plan right there, Gilbert.
I'm going to tell you.
Wayne Simmons, be real now.
I'm going to tell y'all a story now. Remember that Mud Bowl game we had, Leroy?
Yes.
With the 49ers.
And
everybody, we came out at halftime, after halftime, and Jerry Rice was just like he couldn't be dirty. So he went in and put on a whole fresh, clean uniform, right?
Right.
Wayne Simmons walked up to me and said, look at this here.
He didn't say that, but go ahead.
And he said, I guarantee you this next play, he going to be muddy as hell. I said,
what you going to
do?
Jerry Rice
came down inside one of them slants, and he ain't catch nothing. As soon as the play's over, Wayne grabbed him and body slammed him in the mud. I said, oh! If it wasn't on from there, it was on.
Hey, that's amazing. Wayne
he
was
tore
that guy.
Up. He tore up Brent. Was that
Brent Jones? Brent Jones, yeah. And that's the kind of unselfish thing you need in the playoffs. Guys just play their roles.
If Brent Jones was in jail and him and Wayne was in the cell, you know who the man was.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord.
Talking with Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Fame nose tackle, the Grave Digger on the Wendy's
hey,
Big
man,
Show
friend,
here.
Man.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Hey, man. Chili.
This guy.
Y'all boys going to stop calling me.
No, we not. No, it's great radio.
It's award-winning, man.
I do want to talk about physical stuff. I really do. Because I think that's how the San Francisco beat Dallas. They were physical up front.
Yes.
They ran the football. They were able to stop Dallas from running the football. And now, Kenny Clark and the guys up front, you know about Big Trent Williams, you know, big 71 at tackle. I mean, that guy's all pro. Their offensive line, they do these zone blocking scheme. What's the hardest blocking scheme to go up against? Is it a zone blocking scheme? Is it a man scheme? Is it the scoop blocks? What is most difficult for somebody like Kenny Clark?
Yeah, I mean, down inside, Leroy, I mean scoop blocks is kind of tough. I mean, zone blocking is tough because it gets you to move. You got to move and you got to get in front of that shoulder. I remember when we played, one year we played 49ers and they went out and got, what was his name? Kevin Grogan, I think he was.
Yep.
He was 6'8".
Yep.
6'8", like 400 pounds, Leroy, and he was at guard. And I'm like, hey, man. Hey, man, you ain't supposed to be right there. You're supposed to be on that tackle. He said, no, they brought me in to block you. I said, okay. I told you it's going to be a long day because I'm about to get you, big fella.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things, and that's a good point, because I saw Dallas had 3 holding calls, and people are like, wow, they're holding, and it's a good way to tie up the linemen so you can't get to the Campbells, and they can run free.
Yeah.
So last thing for me, Gilbert, playing a double team, and you're reading that gap. When you're playing a double team, do you just stay in that gap, or do you try to attack one guy and just keep moving?
Yeah, a lot of coaches, man. This is a run stopper 101, and I'm pretty good at that. And usually, what they do is that a lot of coaches say, you know, if you got to do like season salts in there, they usually tell him to drop to a knee. You know what I mean? Drop to a knee, you know, create a pile or whatever. But if you got a guy like Kenny Clark in there, or myself taking the double team on, you got 2 guys at you. You got to sit. Let's say you got the center and the guard. You on the center. You got to attack that center and get him back, and you got to get off the ball. 9 times out of 10, that guard's going to bounce on you and try to get up to the linebacker, or they're going to try to push you to the linebacker. But if you attack that center and push him back, the guard doesn't have a big surface to hit, and you got to take that outside shoulder there of you and make sure you keep it down. If you bring that out shoulder like that guard is about to hit up, he's going to hit you up, and your natural body going to twist you around and get you out of there. So you got to make sure you get that shoulder down. Kids, don't listen to them coaches. Get that shoulder down.
We were just talking. Funny that you mentioned Grogan. We were just watching a video of Nate Newton over at Dion's house eating all the bologna out of his refrigerator. And how good was Nate Newton?
Him and Larry Allen.
How good was Nate Newton?
Man, I'm gonna tell you. People always ask me, who's the toughest lineman you ever faced? I tell them, I ain't found him yet, and I'm still looking for him. Every now and then I tell little Phil. Now, Nate Newton and Larry Allen was 2 of the most physical guards that played in the NFL, because them guys knew how to get their weight under them and push you out of that hole. And if you was anybody else, you'd be on your back and your DBs would be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Them 2 guys, Nate Newton and Larry Allen, are 2 of the best guards. What 2 of the best? They are my top 10 of guards right there.
How you feel this game going to shape out this weekend, Gilbert?
I tell you, man, if we stop their running attack, because they DB's a little suspect, man. If we stop their running attack, they're done. I mean, they're done anyway, because as soon as they step, they pretty asses out on the field, they're done. But anyway, you know, we're going to shut them down, though.
Hey, now, where can people – are you going to be up at the game?
Yeah, I'm going to be over at Stadium View, probably with the biggest – Jamaican you ever seen in your life.
Oh, Sean Jones. Yeah. Now, what time you going to be up there on Saturday?
I'll start at 4:30, Leroy.
Okay, so if you're in Green Bay for the game, stop by and see the Grave Digger, one of my best friends. The only reason why I'm even a Hall of Fame finalist is because of Gilbert Brown and Santana Dotson, because they were very unselfish and they knew I couldn't
take a hit. Is Santana going to be there?
Yeah, where is he at?
He, you know, Leroy, if he ain't chasing them BBWs, he's
like, man, stop, man. Stop. See. Stop. You know he don't like that.
I'm just saying, hey.
Nah, man, you ain't right sometimes, Gilbert. Hey. You walk right up in the booth, saying that the other day. I think he got mad with you when you said that.
Oh, he listened to this on our Odyssey app. Oh, man. Gilbert, good to talk to you, my brother. I love you, man.
Anyway, Leroy told me how you hyped it up from the front.
Hey, no, we're not going there. Thanks for calling, my brother. Yeah. I'll see you Saturday.
What happened? Nothing.
We'll see you Saturday. Okay? We'll see you at Stadium View.
Hey, Leroy, you going over to the game? Y'all going over to the game?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to come see you.
Okay, good. If we got to stand outside, I ain't going.
We'll get it all worked out, my brother. Love you, my brother. Take care. Give a brown here about it.
All right, y'all.
All right, there you heard from Gilbert Brown, the Packers Hall of Fame nose tackle, the great digger on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire Drivers right now. For more info, call 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
It is the award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer alongside former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson and future Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state, learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. You want to join in on the conversation, you give us a call, Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms at Van Horn Direct. Packers. Niners, Saturday. Who are the X factors for the Packers on the offensive, defensive side of the ball?
Ask me that question. You were too cowardly to answer.
Won't you ask it to yourself?
No, I can't do it to myself.
I can't even remember what the question was.
You know what it was about.
No, I don't, man.
You mess my whole joke up. You mess my joke up.
No.
If you, LaFleur, ask me, am I going to, you know.
If you were LaFleur.
No, you LaFleur. I'm Rodgers.
Okay.
We're in the meeting room. You walk in.
Hey, listen here. We scripted the first 25 plays, and we only got 4 pass plays. You going to be good with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Ain't no way you believe Aaron's actually saying
that. Hey, man, I'm Aaron Rodgers right now. Leave me alone. I'm Aaron Rodgers right now. Ask me again, Gary.
Hey, we scripted the first 25 plays, and we got 4 pass plays, and matter of fact, of those 4 pass plays, none of them are targeted to 17.
I wish it was subtitled so if I'm Aaron, I can know what he's saying, but I think I know.
You good with that?
Yes, Coach, because you put in 19 hours a day. I'm home. Whatever you deem necessary, I'm going to do it. If I have to hand it off, it's about winning. That's what he's going to say, man. Don't you agree with me?
Toby, you agree with that?
No, don't bring Toby in there.
Man, I wish I could have the optimism that Leroy Butler has about Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers ain't got no optimism.
Oh, stop.
Oh, the word you just used. But back this up. You know Toby ain't seen Friday?
Yes, he has.
No, I haven't seen it.
Friday 1, 2, or 3?
No.
None of them.
Are you sure? Well, he's only 17.
I haven't seen it.
Smitty, have you seen Friday?
I've seen the first one.
That's all you really need to see, really.
Really, that's
but
all you need.
But I've seen them all because I love Ice Cube.
Have you ever heard the movie Friday with Debo in it?
Just recently.
Oh, my.
I mean, I've seen the references. I ain't.
Man, this man coming up on a 10-speed bike. And
you
got to
go watch
bike.
It tonight if you can.
There's a guy named Red's bike. It's a guy named Red. It's his bike. He took it from him. But Debo would walk around. He would go around the neighborhood, take your jewelry and, you know, money out your pocket, because he's a big old guy, tiny. Rest in peace. I think he passed away.
Well, Debo passed away.
He was a big old guy, so he would drive up. So Chris Tucker looked at Ice Cube and said, man, here come Debo. He said, who? Debo. So he put up all these chains. They put up all this stuff. What you got on my 40 red? Nothing. And he hit him. He just do that.
So I got to watch this tonight?
You got to watch
Debo. You got to watch it. Before Friday. You see Debo on Saturday, you got to watch.
That's the character he was named after.
Debo was something, man. He was something. He was a neighborhood bully. I don't want to give the movie away, but at the end, it all got corrected by Ice Cube.
Well, I'll check it out. I'll have to check it out. But we're talking about these Packers, Niners.
Sure.
They got to stop Debo.
Offensive, defensive X-Factors. Leroy, Gary, you guys give him the good ones. I agree. I think it's Devondre Campbell,
yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Here's the thing when it comes to playoff football. You can maybe find some X-Factor dude, some role player to maybe have himself a game in the regular season and you find a way to win. That ain't happening in the playoffs. It's on 12. It's on 59. It's on whoever's out there 17. On the field making a play. And I think this is the thing. If the Packers have a play in front of them, you got to make the play, whoever it is. If Jimmy Garoppolo Special throws one at you, make the play. If you got an open hole, hit the hole. If Debo's one-on-one with you in the hole, make the tackle. You got to make the play.
It ain't that easy.
Let's hop in. Let's get one call in here before the break. Tim from the South Side. Tim, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Tim.
Leroy.
Hey, buddy.
Do you remember when Reggie White had a torn hamstring?
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember when Reggie prayed and God healed his leg so he could play in that Super Bowl and do what he did in that Super Bowl?
Thanks.
And I know y'all remember not too long ago when Charles Woodson broke his collarbone on a PBU in the end zone.
Yep.
And managed to not only get up, but he got up and he played another snap. And he was actually in on that play on the next snap, you know, with basically one shoulder. It's like, can you speak to what guys do at this time of the year when it's winter go home and you find that extra to just dig a little deeper to get it done?
Great question.
And to make those plays.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
You look at your teammate. Your teammate draw everything. We had just had Gilbert Brown on it. If I'm in your foxhole, I will not sleep. I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to protect your back. You protect mine. Everybody home watching us. That's what it takes. Have your brother's back. Because somebody, like Toby said, is going to have a bad game. But the other guy's going to have a good enough game. It's not going to even matter. Facts.
All right. We'll continue to preview Packers and Niners coming up on Saturday afternoon here on the Wendy's Big Show. More coming up next.
To Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.